Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Catch the NBA playoffs on Sling TV, the most flexible live TV streaming service, putting consumers in control to watch games their way with flexible subscriptions. Want to catch one game or a full series on ESPN? Grab a 1, 3, or 7-day pass. If you want to catch as many games as possible, get a monthly subscription with our ABC, NBC, and ESPN combo package. Either way, Sling lets you watch the playoffs your way with no long-term contracts. Learn more at sling.com.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, what started as a casual ghost hunting trip with friends quickly turned into a nightmare that would change everything he thought he knew about the supernatural.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, it is. Welcome to the program. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you're downloading podcasts so you don't miss any of our ghost stories. We put a lot of them out there for you every single day, so just take a quick second and press the button. We appreciate that. Tony and Carol with you on today's episode of the program. What's going on?
Well, it was kind of fun because you and I got to see each other over the weekend, and I got to see your incredible daughter.
That was
so fun. It's so crazy. Every time I see her, I'm like, who is this?
I know. I look at pictures of her from just like a year ago, and it's like, holy shit. Yeah.
She tells me yesterday at brunch, she goes, can you believe I'm going to be in seventh grade? And I'm like, no.
No.
No, I can't really.
The answer is no.
And in fact, what you know, it's like she's so sweet and she's so smart and she's so mature. And I'm like, no, I can't believe you're going to be in seventh grade because you really feel like you're getting ready to graduate.
It does. Well, we were hanging
like
out.
I mean, her attitude, you know?
Yes. I mean, on Saturday night, we went to a comedy show in Tulsa where we met up. And then afterwards, we went back to the hotel and hung out in the hotel bar pretty late with her. And it's like, and she didn't feel like I was sitting there with a child, you know? It's just like, okay, yeah, she's a
yeah. And it wasn't weird because it was a hotel bar.
No.
But there's a Kelsey Ballerini show in town as well.
Yeah,
so there was a lot of younger women in there, so It didn't really feel like we're in some nasty old bar by
no.
But it's just funny because with her, the three of us, the three adults, can hang out and have this conversation that she's 100% part of.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah. She wasn't like sitting there.
Like, give me a screen to look at
while
she rolls her eyes and doesn't want to talk to us.
No. And that's how it normally is. It's like with kids, even some adults sometimes sitting there on the screen and she's just, that's Harper. It's crazy.
So sweet. It was so much fun.
It was a lot of fun. And Tulsa's a neat city. There's a lot of, I just want to go there and just walk around. I was saying, talking to Harper, I said, we should just come over here with a camera and just walk around and drive around and take pictures because the architecture is really neat there. There's just,
they've got some haunted locations too. Like I hear Kane's Ballroom is haunted. We had brunch yesterday at a place that I bet's haunted.
Yeah. Yeah, that was,
that place.
That old building, it was the oil barons like apartments that they lived in. And now it's an Ambassador Hotel. And it was neat. It was so much history. I love, it was it was a fun weekend. And
I really like Tulsa. I think it's a great city.
Yes, it's a neat city. And it's like, it's close. And I always forget how close it is until I'm like, oh, it's like an hour and a half away or 2 hours. But anyway, 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. Let's go to this phone call and hear a ghost story. Hi. Let's hear it.
My name is Danny. So, me being a dumb teenager, I enjoyed ghost hunting and paranormal activities with my friends. And we heard about this one place called Terra Vista Cemetery. Being the dumb kids that we are, we headed up towards the cemetery and met up with another group of kids. This cemetery had a long history of occult activity, suicide pacts in the area. There was a murder that went around where a father killed his children and then hung himself in a barn, or rumors of somebody did hang himself in a nearby barn that I know of, that is fact. But there's just a lot of talk of stuff going on around here, and we were just compelled to go see it. So we did. So we ran into this group of kids, and they had a Ouija board with them. And being the dumb kid that I am at the time, I was 16 years old, you know, we figured, oh, we're going to talk to ghosts and sit in the middle of this graveyard and have a good time. Well, the history of the stuff that went on there, it really was not a good idea. It definitely scarred us to the point where we'll never go back there again. I'll try to keep it as detailed as possible without it cutting me off here. So we went to the graveyard, and the graveyard's kind of surrounded by a forest. It's like a big, giant circle, and it's a half circle, really. The forest is a half circle, and then around that is just field of tall grass, and the path that leads right to the graveyard, and it looks like you would see something you would see in a horror movie. So we head to the graveyard, and we're there in the middle of the night, and we're already creeped out. We got our little dim flashlights and our little cameras, and we're setting up shop. And the girl that we're with, who explains to us that she's a quote-unquote medium, one of the random strangers that we bumped into, pulls out a Ouija board. Immediately, I'm getting red flags. You know, I was skeptic at the time. I didn't believe anything that was going on. You know, I wanted things to happen, and I wanted to be able to see ghosts and be sensitive. And it wasn't until after this event that something woke up inside of me, and I became ultra sensitive to things. And now I just can't stop seeing things or hearing things or whatever. This is what triggered it all. So we're sitting at the graveyard, and we're talking to Elizabeth, which is one of the headstones that are remembered, looking at, apparently talking to her with the Ouija board, and she's explaining things about, you know, how old her kids are and what the names of her kids are that are buried next to her, and what she thinks she likes, you know, so she likes flowers a lot, and it was just normal stuff. Harmful at all. It seemed harmless. Everything just slowly became heavy around the area. The more we played the board, the more the aura and the energy of the graveyard just slowly began to thicken and feel really negative. And it got to the point where the board eventually said, "I am scared." And we all got really confused. Now, at this moment, the board says, "I'm scared." When you look up around us, like, the circle of the graveyard is just surrounded in the thickest fog. And we had no idea it rolled in. It just came so quickly. But this fog, like, consumed the graveyard. We could only see the circle of the graveyard and barely see the forest around it and the path that we came from. It was just so thick. And in the middle of the night, too. And it just felt so cold. It got so cold so quickly. And we just felt so uneasy. And it said, "I'm scared." And I asked, "Why are you scared? Everything's been fine up until now. What are you scared of?" And it's the little Sam. Now, my friend Samantha, who's there, I immediately thought, okay, you're scared of Samantha. Why are you scared of Samantha? And then they said, "No." And I said, "Then who's Sam?" And it spelled out the full name. And it's spelled S-A-M-E-A-L, I think, or A-E-L, depending on however you want to spell it, which is Samael, which is, if you know certain religious texts or whatever, or I know you're a Christian man, but at least I think you are, Tony, Samael is one of the seven angels or guardians of hell, depending on what you believe in or pantheon you believe in. But he is essentially an angel of death. It spelled his name. I didn't know this at the time. And I was like, oh, okay, well, who's Sumeo at this point. But at the moment, it's spelled this thing's names, and even saying is Mitchell's. Everything got quiet. The cicadas that we heard coming up on the path, the forest life, it just died. When that happened, we just all of us kind of looked at each other. We got really quiet and we were looking around like something's happening. And then I looked back at the board. I went to go ask it another question, but as soon as I put my hand on it with everybody else, it just spelled out run. It didn't say anything else. It just said run. And the second it said that, we heard, and I can't even describe the sound that panned around us in the forest. And it was like in a horror movie. It really was. The best I could describe it was like a banshee scream mixed with a velociraptor's roar. It was just the most demonic, blood-curdling screeching that you could have ever heard. And we freaked out. I damn near pissed myself. My friend Samantha burst into tears and saying that we're going to die. And she was super empathic at the time. Like, she could feel all the negativity, and she was getting to the point where she was just falling. She was vomiting, feeling sick. She wanted to go immediately. My friend Travis, at the time, was, I would call it comatose, but awake. He was just standing there, and he was just zoned out. Like, we couldn't get him to move or frozen, and I think he was frozen in fear. Like, he was getting the worst of it. Something was latched onto him, or I don't know what was going on, but he couldn't move. But we all just start packing up and getting ready to go. I'm telling Travis to follow me, and he's just kind of like barely treading behind me. I'm sticking with him and just walking with him. Everybody's running away, running down the path as fast as they can. And I'm walking with Joey and Travis, which were the only three left, because the other kids just fucking cooked. Pardon my language. When we got to the entrance of the path, I suddenly couldn't move. And I had this... I can't explain the feeling that I felt. I was walking, and then I suddenly stopped. I couldn't move any part of my body, and I had this feeling of absolute dread and sadness, and this feeling that just told you to give up. I heard my friend Joey scream like a little girl, and he says, "What is that? What is that?" And he's pointing his flashlight in a direction I can just barely move my head to the left to see what was there. And there was this black figure with flaming red eyes, and he stood at least 10 feet, but he wasn't standing yet. He was crouched in the thick grass to my left, maybe 10 feet away, just crouched there. And as the light hit him from the flashlight, it didn't really hit him. It was because of the fog or whatever, but when the light hit him, it seemed to just swallow it up, or go around it, or avoid it entirely. You just saw blackness. It was the scariest thing you could ever lay eyes on. And it was just sitting there, crouched, with its head tilted at us. And Joey, being the fight response, instead of the flight response, goes to, quote-unquote, fight it, but Travis snaps out of it, grabs me, grabs him, and we just...
And then the phone call cuts out.
What the hell? Like, I'm like, run, get to safety. But now we don't know.
Yeah.
He might not have ever made it to safety. They might be stuck there. They might be missing, and their families are looking for them.
Yeah.
We don't know. I think that should be played for every middle schooler. Like, when they hit like 6th, 7th grade, it's like, this is why you don't take a Ouija board into a cemetery. Listen to this. And we don't know what happened to these kids. They could be missing.
Yeah.
This might not have ended well for them. We'll never know. Unless he calls back.
That's true.
He did.
Yes, exactly. It was it was a good story for what we heard. I'll say that. But
it was it was like almost like a movie. Mm-hmm. Like the plot to a movie, because it's like the fog rolled in, then they're hearing this screeching banshee sort of sound, mm-hmm. and then Travis is like, goes comatose, and the other guy's going to fight him.
Yeah.
It just sounded like something right out of a movie.
It did. It did. It was a creepy
good
story.
Lesson for everybody.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that. Ouija awareness. As we bring it to you, Ouija awareness here on Real Ghost Stories Online. Ouija Awareness Month, I think, is October, what we have been calling it for the last however many years. But yeah, there you go. We should have like a Ouija awareness, like the more you know moment of the day, where there's but instead of like a big star that flies over us, like the NBC logo, it's a big pentagram.
Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah. Or the planchette.
Yes, the planchette flies over you with a big rainbow behind it and stars. That'd be great. All right, that's going to wrap up this episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. If you want access to everything ad-free, check us out our premium channel on Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. Lots of ways to get into all of it. We do greatly, greatly appreciate that. Syllables, Tony, syllables. If you want access to all that, go check that out. We appreciate it. Until next time, for Carol, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.